You know, there are no perfect conditions, as you know, some people would say. So obviously, this isn't a good condition for us. But you know, we're just you know, we're trying not to worry about it. But obviously, he's the, you know, he's the heart and soul of our team, and he's our leader, and he's our best player, and you know, we know that. And you know, we're just gonna do whatever we can to battle along without him. And you know, who knows how long he's gonna be out for, or if he's even gonna be out. We honestly have no idea. So I mean, I have no idea. So hopefully, it's not an extended period of time, and you know, he'll be back soon.
Have you or any of your teammates reached out to him to see how he's doing or get an update from him?
Yeah, we were talking to him last night. You know, he obviously wasn't too happy about it, but you know, he just said, you know, go out and win a game for me on national TV on Friday, and obviously wish he could play in that one really bad. And he's missing the Subway Series and stuff like that, but you know, at the end of the day, it's a hockey injury, it's a hockey related injury, and you know, that stuff happens all the time, but, you know, you just got to try to look past it and look for the positives. And obviously there's not too many in this situation, but at the same time, it's a good chance for the younger guys to step up and play a bigger role than, you know, maybe they have so far this year. I mean, all the younger guys have been great, but, you know, at the same time, this is a really good chance for them to, you know, to excel and to show coach, you know, they're not just here to, you know, to be a secondary guy. We need them to play a big role.
Did he give you any sort of sense of whether he even thought his hand was broken? Or?
I think he knew right away. I mean, you know, he's not the kind of guy that's just going to go off the ice for any sort of injury. I think, well, obviously you guys saw him walking off the ice in a pretty looked like he was pretty hurt to me. I don't know, he was holding his hand down, and then, you know, from what I saw. But obviously we didn't know the extent until after. We still don't know how, you know, how long it's going to be or what's going to happen. But, you know, I guess that's just no part of hockey, and you know, it sucks, but you know, he wishes he could be out here, and you know, we all know it, but you know, he'll be back soon enough.
But he seems to think, at least in his mind, it's broken. Does he have gut feeling?
Honestly, he said he's gonna wait till, I think he has some sort of meeting today. I'm not really sure what time it's at, but apparently he's gonna find out later tonight, and if whatever happens, so I guess you guys will know as soon as anyone else on our team knows.
We'll just talk about the trickle down effect from offensive, defensive perspective, not having, if he's not in the lineup for an extended period.
Yeah, we're going to work on some things today in practice. I mean, he's a pretty big part of our penalty kill and then power play for sure, so obviously we're going to do some of that today in practice. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, coach is just going to, you know, regroup with us, and, you know, we're just going to relax. And, you know, it's obviously a big loss, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, there's injuries in hockey all the time, and, you know, we're going to have to do whatever we can to overcome this unfortunate circumstance. And you know, we're gonna battle hard for him, because you know, we know how bad he wants to be out there with us.
John, how do you guys deal with not just this, but you know, when it happens to him, and like you said, he is a hockey wide thing.
Yeah.
Does it become a distraction everywhere you go?
No, obviously everything. Well, I probably read about 150 things on Twitter last night about, you know, about this, and about people commenting on it and stuff. And you know, people are saying, you know, he was frustrated throughout the game, and you know, he wanted to fight, but you know, in my mind, I don't think he wanted to fight. I mean, you guys can see the video. The other guy dropped his gloves way before he did, and you know, he didn't even drop his gloves until a little bit, and then he realized, you know, kind of he has to drop his gloves, or else, you know, he's gonna, you know, get fed in the face a couple times. So that's part of hockey. But yeah, there's a lot of media on it today and yesterday, and you know, Bob McKenzie and guys like that. And it's just, you know, obviously everyone's worried about the World Junior team and the Canada team, and you know, hopefully that doesn't even come close to effect. But honestly, I have no idea. So, I mean, I really hope it doesn't for Canada's sake and for, you know, his sake and for our team's sake. But you know, honestly, I have no idea how long he's actually going to be. But we're just going to try to stay as positive as we can.
Do you feel like you need to step your game up even more now that he's out?
Like I said before, I think you know, he's our best player, and everyone has to step their game up. I mean, stemming from goaltending to defense to forwards, you know, everyone just has to play a bigger role. And you know, hopefully he can get back as soon as possible, so we don't have to worry too long about that.
Do you feel like you have to change the way you play your game? Maybe focus on more line matchups or more defensively now?
Not at all. Coach is gonna figure all that out. That's not the player's job to worry about. So I'm just gonna, you know, keep doing what I've been doing, and you know, we've got a pretty good record so far. So, you know, I think we knew this was going to happen at some point in the year with him going to World Juniors. I mean, everyone knew that was going to happen. So, I mean, just has to happen a little bit earlier this year. And, you know, hopefully we can battle through it as long as we can. And you know, just play our game. And hopefully we can continue this winning that we've been doing so far.